Hi there. Before you start today's ride, I wanted to let you know that this is a preview of the full lesson, so you'll get about 10 minutes of this lesson. If you'd like to take the full lesson or any other full lesson within Ride IQ, you can start your 2-week completely free trial by signing up at ride-iq.com. And because you're listening here, we have a deal for you. If you use the code PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com, you'll get 20% off your first membership payment. Again, that code is PREVIEW20 when you sign up at ride-iq.com. Now, on to your lesson. Welcome to Ride IQ. Today's lesson is a flat work full ride with John Holling, working on keeping a young horse supple and relaxed. To start, walk around while John talks about the lesson. Then pick up the trot and warm up on a 20 meter circle in both directions. Sit the trot for 10 strides at a time, and then transition to canter on a 20 meter circle in both directions. Take a short walk break, then ride walk-trot transitions and leg yield across the diagonal at the trot in both directions. Pick up the canter and ride across the short diagonal, through the short side and counter canter, and then return to the correct lead. Practice adjusting your horse's canter stride on a 20 meter circle. Repeat that canter work in both directions and then walk and pat your horse. We hope you enjoy this lesson.
All right. Welcome to today's ride, guys. Today I am here on Irving, and I think you guys have ridden with Irving before, some of you. So Irving's competition name is Call Up Cooley. He's actually a self-rancé horse, which I always find interesting. I go to Ireland to look for horses, and most of the time they're continental bloodlines, and Irving happened to have just been brought over by Cooley Farm, and they do a great job sourcing horses, and he is a lovely horse. Also, interestingly, because the sport horse market is such a small world, the Irish mare that I have, Zelda, Fernhill Esmeralda, who is half sort of continental blood and half Irish, has very similar breeding on the one side to Irving, and you'd never know it by looking at them. They're totally different types. So that said, we'll get down to business. I have gone out for my obligatory walk around the farm. I've been on for 15 minutes or so, hanging out, hacking around, checking things out with Irving. And I am now in my dressage ring on a long rein, relaxed, walking around, letting him get comfortable with the space, changing of directions occasionally, and just letting him sort of relax in the 20 by 60 ring that I happen to be in. So I've been doing a lot of rides lately with like specific things, but I noticed that one of the most popular rides that I did was Young Horse Full Ride. And that was with Kurt. And that was, I think, a couple years ago now, maybe a year ago. So I thought that maybe another Young Horse Full Ride would be in order. And this time I would do it on Irving. So like I said, I'm in my 20 by 60. Irving has done one training level event. Irving tends to get a little bit heavy and a little bit pulling me around because he's a big horse. So we're going to be working a lot on suppling and relaxing him throughout the ride. So I am now on the left rein. I am down at C, and put yourself on a 20 meter circle there. And then once you're down on your circle to the left at C, I want you guys to go ahead and just gradually start to take the contact up. But keep that wonderful, relaxed, stretching walk that you have. Your body's moving with your horse, nice and soft and relaxed. And actually, as I'm walking around here, I'm thinking I probably just am going to make a transition to halt and check my girth. You guys don't have to do that. If you've already checked your girth, then you can just keep walking. But I'm going to lean over here. Yep, we need one more hole, big Irv. Good boy. All right, I'm back in action now. So as we're walking around on this left rein, seat's moving with the motion of your horse, creating bend from your inside leg. Left leg wants to be in your horse's armpit, just right behind the girth, toe in, and not allowing yourself to ride heel to hand or spur to hand, but really letting your toes point in. Let your legs wrap around your horse, stretch your legs nice and long, feel contact in both reins, and visualizing, if you were standing over top of your horse, that you would have a nice, even bend from head through the neck, down through the wither, under the saddle, and all the way through to your horse's tail. Nice, even shape. And then when you're ready, we're going to go ahead and make a transition forward to rising trot. So that's going to be seat first. and then a little leg, and you want to just kind of feel like you're going to make these transitions by doing these upward transitions, by sort of using every fiber of your being to make that transition, except your lower leg and heel. You want to use as little of that as possible. Your lower leg and heel really is responsible for making your horse's feet move faster, which is not really something we want to do when we're working our horses. We want their feet moving slow, not like mud, but like a nice, steady, slow tempo, and not getting hurried around. Too many times we're hurrying these horses around. So we're just working on our left rein, nice, relaxed, stretchy trot, supple to the inside. That's just with your fingertips. You just take a little bit of like their jaw and pull to the inside, and then soften, turn your thumbs up, pointing towards alternate ears. So right thumb to left ear, left thumb to right ear, and a nice, steady tempo. Rising trot. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Very good. Just suppling them to the inside again, a little flexion, left leg in the armpit, shoulder blades down and back, chest up and out. Very good. And as you approach the middle of your circle, as you cross the center line, let's go ahead and change the rein to the right so that we're circling now on the right rein between B and E. A little supple, a little flexion, nice, steady tempo. Good boy, Irv. And this right leg is in the armpit, in the girth, a little supple to the inside. And then just working your horse down that staircase into that nice stretchy trot, not on the forehand. You want to feel like there's a hinge at your horse's wither. Your horse is basically in its competition frame, and you're just lowering that frame, that head and neck, everything in front of the wither. But if you were to pick it up, you'd be in competition frame. That's round and down. Now, that's not long and low. That's not where you would show them in your stretchy trot on the circle and your dressage test. This is round and down. And we're trying to just help your horse pick its back up, and you push it down the step of that staircase, and you try to maintain that step, and you tell your horse, good job, good boy, Irv. And then you see if you squeeze a little with the rein, squeeze a little with the leg, can you take another step down and another step out? So that as your horse stretches down, your horse has to take a stretch out, a step down, step out, just like a staircase. Very good. Good tempo. 1, 2, 1, 2. Eyes up, chest up and out. You can peek down at your horse's head and neck, but don't get caught staring down. Or else you're going to get all hunched over and you'll look like an old man riding up there. And we don't want that. The feeling, most of you are not old men. Nice and relaxed. Just me and Kyle, we're the only old men. I stretchy trot. And Kyle's way friggin' older than me, so I'll take it. All right, when you're ready, we're going to circle back onto our original circle in front of C. A little supple. Squeeze with the left leg. Think leg yield over to the right. Very good. Nice stretchy circle here on the 20-meter circle at C. Still working down that staircase. Stretching. And don't be worried, like Irving just tripped out behind there. Don't be worried if some of that stuff happens and think, oh my gosh, I got to crank my horse together. Let them warm up. Let them stretch. Let them be a little accountable for their own legs. If they make a mistake, they make a mistake. Just like you would do in a gymnastic in the show jumping, right? You let them figure it out. Supple. Don't let them get stuck. Right thumb to left ear, left thumb to right ear. Chest up. Shoulder blades down and back towards the back pocket of your breeches. Eyes looking up around your circle. Sort of, I don't know, 10, 15 feet ahead of where you are. For those not in America, that's like 3 to 6 meters ahead of where you are. And then what I'd like you to do is in this nice relaxed trot, go ahead and start to shorten your reins a little bit, just gradually inching them up, keeping that same relaxed rising trot so that we're gradually just raising the frame, lifting the pole, add a little leg, half halt, lift our horses up a little bit and riding them more into our closer to our competition frame. And I usually like to train them sort of like one step below competition frame, unless I have a horse that likes to be on its forehand, and then I'll ride them actually a little more up. But for Irving, he's got a really big uphill neck, and so I'm always trying to just push him a little bit more through. But keep in mind what your horse's weaknesses are. If it's on its head too much, then ride it a little bit more up. All right, so now, still on our left circle, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to start practicing our sitting trot. But we're not going to just slam down into our horse's back. We're going to be mindful about what we're doing here, because going into that sitting trot is a transition. So we're going to do 10 steps, and we've done this before, I know. We're going to do 10 steps of sitting trot and try to introduce your seat to the horse's back. Don't just sit on them. So introduce your seat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and rise. Very good. Good. And then let's introduce our seat to the saddle again. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And rise. And supple. Flexion to the inside. Good boy. Shape of the circle through the horse's body. Good job, guys. Chest up. Don't get slouched. And sit again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well done. And then when you cross the center line, change the rein back to the right between B and E. A little supple, a little flexion. Then once you're on that circle, we're going to do the same exercise, a 10-step sitting by introducing your seat to the saddle and not just slamming down into the saddle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and rise. And I would pay attention to my diagonals when I'm rising again. It's probably just habit from going up in the hunter world. It doesn't really matter, but kind of matters to me, I guess. So just check it and make sure when you go back rising that you're on the correct diagonal. You shouldn't get marked off for it in a test, but I also think it looks silly when you go trotting around on the wrong diagonal. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Let's try it again. We're going to introduce our seat to the saddle. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And rise. Chest up and out. Elbows on your hips. Touch your thumbs together. Point them at each other and touch them to make sure their hands aren't too wide. And then put your thumbs back on the reins and supple. And by supple, I heard this question asked the other day. What do we mean when we say supple? By supple, we mean use the inside rein to flexion your horse's jaw, to soften your horse's jaw. And think of it, you want to be getting just your horse's jaw and pull and not so much neck bend. You get a little neck bend. As you look down at your horse here on this circle, you should just kind of see the right eyeball, the right side of the bit, right side of their mouth, but not cranked around. Outside rein is there just supporting, guiding. And you can supple to the outside too, if you need it. If your horse is falling out the outside, you can supple to the left. Let's introduce our seat to the saddle again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and rise. Very good. Excellent. And now we're going to introduce our seat to the saddle and we're going to stay sitting. And sit. Good job. Supple. Okay, now in a minute, we're going to canter to the right. I'm going to stay on the circle between E and B. Supple your horse to the inside. Make sure it's soft and pliable and manageable. And it's going to be inside leg at the girth, outside leg back. Look out over your horse's left ear and forward into right lead canter. Well done. Supple them through. A nice forward canter to start. This is your first canter of the day. So you don't want to be thinking, gosh, I'm cantering in the test. You want to be thinking, I want to have a good 3-beat canter. Ba-da-dump, 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 ba-da-dump. We don't want any shuffling behind. If you feel shuffling behind, go faster. And I know that's like a really simple way of saying it, but that's what it is. If your horse is shuffling in 4-beat, you need to go more forward. You don't need to collect. You need to go more forward. Suppling, flexioning, guiding your horse around the circle. And then when you're ready, we're going to close our knee and thigh. Squeeze the reins a little bit like you're making a fist. Stretch tall and ride them into trot. If they brace against you a little bit, don't overdo anything. Just push them back into the bridle. I'm sitting. If you're comfortable sitting, that's great. Sit. If you need to rise, rise. I got no problem with that. The only thing we do have to do is sit before we make a transition to canter. And then when you're ready, we're going to go back down onto our original circle at C. So as you approach that center line, supple to the left, a little flexion left. Guide your horse around on that left circle. Put the shape of the circle into your horse's body. If you're not sitting, go ahead and introduce your seat to the saddle. Chest up, shoulder blades down and back. Left leg is at the girth. Right lower leg comes back behind the girth. Look out over your horse's right ear and swing your left seat bone forward into canter. Nice forward canter. If it sounds a little sloppy here, guys, it's because someone left the sprinkler on all night, two nights ago, and flooded the C end of my ring. And that employee doesn't listen to me very well, and he has a struggle remembering stuff. He looks a lot like me. Supple to the inside, inside leg at the girth. Make sure your left leg is the longer leg. Stretch your whole inside of your body taller and deeper into that stirrup, but also stretch up through that left shoulder so you're not leaning in. And supple and flexion. And keep it nice and forward. Very good boy, Irving. And push your horse through. Good boy. And then when you're ready, now go back forward into trot. Close your knee and thigh. Squeeze the reins. Boy, make sure it's a quality trot. Whether you're sitting or rising, doesn't matter. And then when you're ready, you can make a nice transition forward to walk. And now a long rein. Give your horse a little breather. Give yourself a little breather. Good. It's a nice little warm-up. We'll take it.
That's all for today's lesson, but if you would like to take the rest of this lesson or any other Ride IQ audio lesson, remember you can sign up for your 2-week free trial at ride-iq.com and use code PREVIEW20 to get 20% off your first payment as a thank you for listening to this show. We hope you'll give it a go, and until then, we're wishing you great rides and happy horses.